TikTok CEO on the hot seat in the house. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Our app is a place where people can be creative and curious. And where close to 5 million American businesses, mostly small businesses, go to find new customers and to fuel their growth.
And CEO Zhou Zhichu just told a hearing TikTok is U.S.-based. And while its parent company is in China,
ByteDance is not owned or controlled by the Chinese government. It's a private company.
And he says they have a firewall
that seals off protected U.S. user data from unauthorized foreign access.
That did not convince Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone.
I still believe that the Beijing communist government will still control and have the ability to influence what you do.
Lawmakers are also worried China can manipulate TikTok content and that TikTok can spy on users. Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, a Republican, told Show it did that to journalists.
Can you say with 100% certainty that neither ByteDance nor TikTok employees can target other Americans with similar surveillance techniques?
Chair Rogers, I first of all disagree with the characterization that is spying.
Some in Congress want TikTok now banned in the U.S. At another House hearing into the defense budget, top U.S. General Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley just said,
"The People's Republic of China and Russia have the means to threaten our interests and our way of life."
The U.S. worries China could give Russia weapons for the Ukraine war, though that apparently didn't happen when China's leader went to Moscow this week. A New York City grand jury that's been investigating former President Trump will not meet to focus on the case today, as previously had been expected.
Sources familiar telling me that there is a, quote, major dissension within District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office about this case.
Fox's Brooke Singman.
Trump posting on Truth Social yesterday saying, quote, "There is no crime here. The crime would be if I get charged."
The probe is into if Trump falsified records repaying his lawyer for the hush money paid to a porn star to keep an alleged affair quiet. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The body of a 17-year-old has been positively identified the day after Austin Lyle shot and wounded two administrators at East High School in Denver. His body found in the woods in Park County near his car hours after the shooting. While he was being searched, Lyle was supposed to be patted down daily out of safety concerns at that school, which won't reopen again until next month. A new abortion ban in Wyoming has been put on hold in court.
A judge temporarily suspends a Wyoming law making obtaining an abortion a felony at all stages of pregnancy, except in cases to save a mother's life or those of rape or incest reported to police. The ruling means the procedure is now legal in the state for at least 2 weeks while the challenge moves forward. Abortion rights supporters sued to block the legislation, arguing it harms pregnant women and their doctors. The judge not weighing in on Wyoming's first-in-the-nation ban on abortion pills, which is set to take effect on July 1st. That law also facing a legal challenge from an abortion rights group, which is looking to become the state's second clinic to offer the procedure. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There's a big rally on Wall Street, a rebound from yesterday's big sell-off. The Dow's gaining back almost all that it lost. It's up 450 points. March Madness is back tonight, the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament.
Four games will take place this evening. In the East region, number 3 seed Kansas State will take on the 7 seed Michigan State. The Spartans advance by upsetting number 2 seed Marquette in round 2. The other game in the East tonight pits the 4 seed Tennessee against number 9 seed Florida Atlantic. The two West regional semifinals tonight feature 4 seed UConn against the 8 seed Arkansas and 2nd seeded UCLA battling number 3 seed Gonzaga. 4 more games will take place tomorrow, followed by the regional finals on Saturday and Sunday, after which we will be down to the final 4. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
The women's basketball tournament resumes tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.